Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a trusted place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online. That's at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can go old school and give us a call. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-331-6445. All right, so today we have an excellent program for you. In studio, my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions, and you're going to want to write all of this information down and reach out to Ben. I was disturbed last time we talked, and I might be more disturbed today by what we're going to talk about, because I just had no idea about what was going on in the market. So write this phone number down, 402-450-0199. That's 402-450-0199, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And this is a veteran-owned business, and it has earned an A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. So Home Downsizing Solutions, an excellent firm, and again, owned and operated by Ben Socek. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good afternoon, Steve. Thank you for having me back, and glad to be here, and hopefully we can enlighten a few other listeners today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Ben, so last time we had you on the program, we were talking about some folks in the market, and I just think this is just really, I think it's at least shady and maybe bordering on illegal, although I think it's just this side illegal. But we talked about how there are more and more quote unquote, you know, businesses in the market that are offering to buy someone's home for cash. And then today I just wanted to kind of continue that conversation, identify on how we should identify a real or legitimate cash home buying company. Last time we talked about three simple questions, and that first one, maybe we could just do a quick review. So that first one was, if you're not sure, Ben, you said, ask the question, are you going to take a look at my house physically?
Yes, that'd be the first thing is, of course, in COVID, the last year and a half, it's been a time when some people didn't want a person into their house for understandable reasons. And so by the seller taking pictures and sending that to a company like mine was a very legitimate way to handle that aspect of due diligence to see what type of condition the house is in. And so that was needed. But if a person is unable, if a company is unable to come and look at a house based on their geography, then that is something to at least pay attention to. For instance, I'm located in Lincoln, Nebraska. But if I don't look at a house, then my inspection agent that is located here in the Kansas City market does look at the house for us. Mm-hmm. And so that way, we're not assuming certain things by pictures and giving one offer, and then when it comes to the time of closing, because of then doing a walkthrough of the house, we're changing our numbers. We don't do that. And that can happen very easily when a person or company is making an offer on a house just based on pictures.
Yeah, that if it's my house and someone says, "Yeah, let me take a look and you know walk around, give me some pictures, and I'll give you this," I'm like, I'm not trusting that offer because you didn't actually walk into my house and see all the details, and I would be highly suspicious of that. You also said that another great question is, can you close in 7 days or less?
Correct. If a company says, "Well, we need 21 to 30 days to close," that is sometimes an indication, one, that they don't have the cash on hand to close immediately. Whether you as a seller want to or not, it's still a good question to ask them to ensure that they are a cash buyer. Because in our circumstance, the only thing that slows us down from closing is the title company to check title and prepare the closing paperwork. Otherwise, I can wire funds today. With a company such as a wholesaler that is not prepared to close or doesn't want to close typically, and they're just looking to flip the contract, they will use that 3 to 4 week period of time or more, if they can, to quote unquote get their contractors in to take a look at the house,
mm-hmm.
which are typically buyers or potential buyers that they want to get in the house.
Oh my.
To sell that contract to.
So there's line number one, by the way.
that's what they'll tell people is they need that 21 to 30 days. They'll also tell people that the title company will take 21 to 30 days, but for 24 years, a good title company typically doesn't need near that long to mm-hmm. check title and prepare closing paperwork. So that's just another piece of the puzzle to check on that.
Okay. All right. And then you said another great question is, how did you come up with your offer?
Correct. In our case, trying to be as transparent as we can, we start with showing the seller, if we have good comparables, we will show them what we think other houses, houses have sold for, not what we think they have sold for. We'll show them the comparables, and then we explain to them the transaction cost that they're going to pay no matter how they sell a house, whether it's to us or a regular sale on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go over the expenses that we or another company or another person would put into the house to repair and update the house to its most highest value mm-hmm. In general. So, yes, you want to understand how they're coming up with that offer. That's the main point.
Okay. And so we're here today with Ben Socek, owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. To reach out to Ben, here's the phone number. And look, first of all, if you're looking to sell your home as is and you're moving to a senior care community, maybe you're downsizing, maybe you're a family and you inherited a house that needs, you know, a lot of work, repair, updates. Maybe you inherited that from an estate and you're like, what are we going to do with this house? Or I don't want to be in the house for months waiting for the roof to be repaired and all of the, you know, and the carpet to be redone and painting and all this kind of stuff. We just want to kind of walk away. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, he is the person to call. 402-450-0199. That's 402-450-0199. Or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. We're talking today about some of these. I'm just going to say it. Ben is a very nice guy, and he's not going to speak out of turn, but I will. We're talking about some of these shady, and I think just on this side of legal, home buying services, and that's not what Ben does, right? So we're trying to differentiate. So Ben, we talked about some of the questions that you would ask to discern. You know, is this one of these kind of these shady home buying companies, or is this a legitimate home buying company? So they're offering an offer. They usually don't even see your house. They're going on pictures, and then they're dragging out that process so that in hopes that what are they hoping to do during that process?
During that period of time, they're trying to find a buyer that will actually step in and buy that house.
So they're trying to flip the house and just handle paperwork in doing so, making money.
essentially, once they have the contract, that then that gives them a legal interest in the house.
Okay.
And then they can find a buyer to actually execute on that contract. So if they have a contract to buy a house for, say, $100,000, and they can get potential buyers in there to buy the contract for $120,000, then they pick up the difference at closing without doing anything. And again, to some extent, if they're disclosing all of this very clearly to a seller so that the seller understands exactly what they're doing, that's one thing.
Okay.
But in the circumstance that I mentioned last show when I was on, the folks that were in Kansas City that our company then bought the house from, none of this was disclosed to them, especially the part of the company, the wholesalers putting their house on the market, on the multiple listing service, to try and attract that end buyer.
Did that company ever have any intention of buying that house for cash out of their own assets?
No. And that's how, I don't want to say most, because I don't know everybody in the market.
Yeah.
But that is technically what wholesaling is in this industry, is getting a contract on the property, trying to market that contract any way that they can to find an end buyer.
Yeah.
And having that end buyer actually execute on the contract.
So if they don't disclose that up front, like, you know, hey, I'm going to list your house and I'm not going to buy your house for cash, even though that's kind of what I'm advertising. I'm going to find a buyer, and then I'm just going to profit the difference. And if I can't find a buyer, then, you know, I'm not buying your house. Well, I mean, unless they're disclosing that up front, I would strongly suspect that many of them do not. This is why we're raising this red flag, and we're going to get into a whole lot more coming up next. But first, what do we have going on? The Senior Care Live question of the week. We can't forget about that. And it is, all home buying companies are experienced and licensed real estate professionals. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. You can just go to seniorcarelive.com or through the app Odyssey.com. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home buying companies are experienced and licensed real estate professionals. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that false?
Technically, anyone can go out and buy a house. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
And even if they have a company, that they can go out and buy a house. And if it's their own house, they can certainly turn around and sell that property. So those are all very legitimate legal things to do. Me personally, after several years of buying and selling houses, I wanted to get my real estate license, which does, I need to disclose that, of course.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I feel that it makes me a little more credible.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
And so also I can provide better services to my clients and potential customers, that if I'm an agent, it seems like most agents always push people to list their property and that's it. And most investors will always talk about, oh, those agents don't know what they're doing. They just want to list a house and tie it up and wait for somebody else to sell it. Mm-hmm. And in my situation, I can offer people both services. So whatever is best for the homeowner, I can provide that service, no matter what that is.
See, and that's why That is exactly why you reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You can buy your house as is. He can list it on the traditional retail real estate market, whatever makes the most sense. Ben can take care of that for you at 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, you've created a new website. And again, this gets me really fired up. And the new website, and for our listeners, please write this down and check it out. It's called StopLowBallOffers.com. And I love that domain name, by the way, Ben. StopLowBallOffers.com. So tell us about that website, Ben, and what information would be available to visitors.
Sure, Steve. Again, with what I encountered, and I've known about wholesaling for years. It's been around for a long, long time. But certainly with the current real estate market, there are more quote-unquote gurus out there teaching other people how to get into creative real estate. And wholesaling by just controlling that contract is one of the easiest ways to get into this business. But because of the number of wholesalers, I think, doing this wrong, I wanted to shed some light on this. And one way that I could educate people is to create a website that would have this information on. And that's where Stop Lowball Offers was born from, I guess, is my interest in doing that and shedding some light on that and providing education so that people could learn about that if they're wanting or needing to sell their house and in a convenient way and they just don't want to go in a traditional route. I want to educate them about what's out there and what they should pay attention to before they make that decision, because it is a big financial decision to make.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so when you go to StopLowBallOffers.com, you're going to learn about a really invaluable resource. And then you call that the Secret Insider's Guide. Tell us about the Secret Insider's Guide.
Essentially just information, some of which we've been talking about already on the show, of course. And some other basic information, I think, that sellers, that homeowners that want to sell their house to a cash buyer should be asking cash buyers. Again, just educational information so that they're armed against a very slick-talking salesman that's on the phone wanting to control their house. Just a couple other additional quick items that are in there is with title companies, if a company is wanting a person to sign that contract, ask them who the title company is and call that title company as a reference and say, hey, is ABC company a legitimate home buyer? Do they actually close on their contracts? I know in my case, I always give a seller my contact, the contact information at the title company to call and ask that very question. Is this guy legitimate? Does he actually buy houses or is it something else? And so that's another big item. One other item is a proof of funds letter. If a cash buyer has the funds or a line of credit that they can actually access and close in a few days, they should be able to provide a proof of funds letter. That's something that I have. And just beware, though, again, this is just one piece of the puzzle, because some of these guys that I'm fully aware of, they will pass proof of funds letters around amongst themselves.
Oh my gosh.
So one person will use a proof of funds letter that some other person actually has. So again,
how's that not illegal? That's got to be illegal right there.
With a little humor, I'm a very dry humored person, with a little humor, everybody knows that everything's legal unless you get caught, right?
Okay, gotcha,
so
right.
That's one of those things where it's legal until you get caught.
Mm-hmm.
But just some of these things that, yes, are not necessarily above board, but if a seller looks at all this information and uses the pieces of the puzzle from the information that I put together, this insider's guide to finding a real cash buyer, that's really should eliminate a lot of the fake people that you're going to talk to out there, whether they sound great on the phone or not. Hopefully this will be very beneficial to them.
Okay. And is it important to meet that person in that that representative in person? Or, I mean, you know, should you be comfortable with a phone call or a Zoom? Like we said, you know, in this day and age, we kind of had to do that. Now we don't really need to do that. Should you meet them in person?
Just because of logistics, it's not always going to be possible. I know for years I looked at all the houses myself, but it got to be the point where I needed someone else to inspect houses for me.
Yeah.
Although, even going back 12 years, I have a small book that I published that's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Being very upfront with your listeners, it's not much of a read, but it is information about how to sell a house and downsize, which is on Amazon, Secrets to Downsizing Your House.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of videos on my YouTube channel and on my website, so that I've heard more than a few times about a person that sold a house to us that knew me through all my information. So one way or the other, know who you're selling to.
Okay. And Ben, is there a cost to the Secret Insider's Guide if someone wanted to get a copy of that?
On the website, it is a $37 information item. But if you'd like to call me direct for the listeners of Senior Care Live, I'd be happy to send that directly to you and answer any questions I can about selling a house.
All right. Thank you for that generous offer, Ben. So for your very own copy of the Secret Insider's Guide, Ben is offering that free of charge to Senior Care Live listeners. Just give him a call. Reach out at 402-450-0199. That's 402-450-0199. You could also visit StopLowBallOffers.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. Just phenomenal information. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for having me again. And I hope your listeners get some value out of what we've talked about.
Excellent. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out the podcast of all of the recently aired episodes, again, at seniorcarelive.com and through all of the major podcast platforms. All right. So again, just wanted to say thanks to Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. First of all, look, he is a great guy. He is a super, super honest person. And his firm, Home Downsizing Solutions, they specialize or focus in buying homes as is for cash. They make a fair cash offer. You can just walk away and not have to stress out about dealing with the house and the repairs and the updates and all of that kind of stuff. Ben is not a wholesaler like some of these folks that are kind of popping up all over the place like weeds, where, you know, they agree to buy the house as is. They kind of string along the homeowner. And then what they're actually doing behind the scenes is listing your house with the pictures that you sent, trying to get an offer, and then they're trying to flip the house. Now, if they disclose that up front and you're okay with that, then that's fine. But it's very clear that a lot of them do not do that. And so Ben is on a crusade to educate the consumer on how to stop these lowball offers and some of these unscrupulous business tactics. And so, again, he created a new, brand new website called StopLowBallOffers.com. And he even offered for Senior Care Live listeners the Secret Insider's Guide that can help you understand who you're working with so that you don't fall victim to one of these real neat people out there. It's the Secret Insider's Guide. Normally, that's $37 value. And he offered that free of charge for Senior Care Live listeners. So again, I'd like to thank Ben for that very generous offer. If you want your free guide, Give Ben a call at 402-450-0199. Again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199. You could also visit StopLowBallOffers.com. All right, so we're going to shift gears here and want to talk about a topic that is one of the core categories of Senior Care Live, and that core category is caring for the caregiver. And as I've discussed many times before, the most commonly asked question I've been asked at Senior Care Consulting over the last 19 years is, when is the right time to move? And as you recall, number one, if there's a safety issue in the mix, some sort of a safety concern. But number two, a very close number two, maybe a 1A, but at least a close number two reason to consider moving from your home to senior care community is when the health and well-being of the caregiver is in decline. Okay, it's declining. So we have declining health. And look, you just cannot let that go on for too long. Because guess what? Now you have two people declining. And let me tell you, stress is a very, very powerful force. There are so many caregivers that are just being crushed by the stress. And they put everything else on the back burner. And frankly, without getting into too much of the gory detail here, I have known many caregivers who have passed away before the person that they're caring for. They were so stressed out, they had an unexpected stroke or heart attack or some other issue that took their life. And now you've totally defeated the purpose, okay? Because you're not here to look after that person that you love so much that you would do anything for. You're not here for them now, okay? So we have to prevent this. So my wife and I just flew home last weekend from a phenomenal training retreat down in Florida on 30A Emerald Coast, beautiful part of the country. Oh my goodness. And I was reminded of the perfect analogy for this segment, caring for the caregiver. And when your plane is about ready to take off and they're taxiing, trying to get over to the runway, and you have the flight attendant going through all the instructions, okay, what do they always say? If oxygen masks are needed, they'll fall from the compartment above. And what do they tell you every single time? Put your oxygen mask on first, and then help those around you get their oxygen mask on. And guess what? That's because of the very obvious. You must take care of yourself first, not because you're selfish, but so that you can take care of those around you, right? It makes perfect sense. It seems so easy to understand when the flight attendant says that. So why is it so difficult to understand this as a caregiver? I've never understood that. You have to take care of yourself so that you can be here and continue caring for this person you love so much. Your aging spouse. It could be a reverse caregiving role. The aging parents are maybe caring for a disabled adult child. Maybe the adult children are caring for an aging mother or father or both. And you're like, Steve, I'm 70 caring for my 90-year-old parents. I'm no spring chicken. This is wearing me out, right? And the most common example I've seen is the 80-year-old spouse caring for the 80-year-old spouse with Alzheimer's or dementia or just needing care. That's a huge amount of stress for someone that age to have to go through. And part of that stress is you're changing your role from I'm the loving wife, I'm the loving and supportive husband, to now you're a caregiver, and that changes the dynamics. It changes everything. That's very stressful. And being up half the night because you're a caregiver and you're falling into sleep, clinical sleep deprivation, it's very stressful. right? So you must take control of your mental health, make time for yourself, ask for help. If a lot of times there could be friends, neighbors, people from church, your own family member, of course, and don't turn away their help. If they offer to help, don't say, oh no, hey, I've got it. Because guess what? You don't have it. You don't. So stop telling yourself that lie. You don't have it. You need help. I was told this when my wife and I brought home identical triplet boys. This is on the opposite end of the care spectrum, but it's the same kind of stress, right? We were sleep deprived. I was warned by people that, you know, don't be too proud. If someone offers you help, you take them up on that. Do not turn that down. I found out very quickly I needed that extra help, and we accepted all of the help that was offered, and we were very blessed. We were offered a lot of help. But don't be too proud to accept help. If someone offers to help, do yourself and your loved one a favor and accept that help. Now, sometimes that help may not be there, so maybe you have to hire that help. Bring in a home care company to help you out there. But you have to get a break. That's the whole point for your mental health, and take control of your mental health. You need a break. Re-engage with social activities. Re-engage with the Bible study with the ladies or the men's coffee group over donuts Friday morning. Or re-engage with, you know, a social activity. It's more than a social activity, but re-engage with your church. Or re-engage with your friends and the card game or whatever that might be. Re-engage in social activities, right? Pick that hobby up that you've laid down. Start playing your piano again, or start reading some books that you've been putting off. You've got a stack of books over there and you haven't touched them because you just haven't made time for yourself, right? See your family, see your kids again, spend time with your grandkids. Even if it's for a little bit, you need a break. Cook some comfort foods, right? There's something very comforting about that. And then take control of your physical health. Go to the doctor's appointment that you've been, that you've been kind of putting on that back burner for the last, 2 years. Well, that's unacceptable. You got to go see your doctor. You have to take care of yourself so that you can care for others. Go see your eye doctor. Go see your dentist. Don't put those things off anymore. Take care of yourself. Get some rest. Even if it's a quick nap, you'll be amazed at how energized you are. If you don't have to worry about your loved one, someone else is watching them, and you can just drift away and take a good nap. It's shocking how much that could help you. Get some sleep. Get some rest. Have a spa day. Okay, go get a massage. And oh, I would feel selfish doing all that for myself. No. You have to take care of yourself so that you can care for others. You have to do this. Get the massage. Have a spa day. Get a manicure or a pedicure. Go get your hair cut. Your health, your hair's out of control, right? Get your hair done. You'll feel so much better. Guys, get those ears lowered, right? Get your hair cut high and tight. There's something, you feel better after that. You just do. Right? Go for a walk. Something as simple as going for a walk. Get your physical health under control. Get your mental health under control. And you're going to be a much, much better and more effective caregiver. And coming up next, I'm going to also talking about taking control means getting your weight and your physical shape under control. I'm going to elaborate on that next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we're talking about caring for the caregiver, and we talked about taking care of yourself, your mental health, taking care of your physical health. And I didn't go into an extreme amount of detail. One of these days, I will break that down into a lot of practical advice and tips and instruction. I've got some really good information that I'd love to share with you. We'll do that on another program. But I wanted to touch on that to move to this next part. And guess what? Caring for yourself also means getting your weight under control. And that's right. I said your weight under control. All right. So by a show of hands, I'm going to have my hand here up. How many of us are overweight? All right. Raise your hand. Yep. Hey, I see you. You should be raising your hand. All right. I see a couple of you out there. Raise them. I'd be honest. Okay. I raised my hand. And guess what? All that time locked up during COVID-19, that did not help. I want to share my story with you. So I was already 220 pounds, and that's too much for my frame. I'm only 5'9". So I was overweight. There's no doubt about that. And then all of a sudden the world shut down, and I moved my business to the virtual world of Zoom, just like everyone else did. And so guess what I wasn't doing every single day? I wasn't out meeting with clients and working with their families and in and out of my car and walking all over these assisted living communities, long-term care communities, and through the parking lot and to and from. And I wasn't doing all that. That's not a huge amount of exercise, but it was exercise. And I went from doing all of that, being very busy every day, to sitting on my rear end in my office, looking at people and talking to people on Zoom for over a year. And shame on me, I did not try to replicate at least the little bit of exercise that I got. Shame on me. I dropped the ball. So guess what happened? I gained a solid COVID, not 19, I gained a solid COVID 20 pounds. I did not get COVID-19, thank goodness, or at least not that I know of. Actually, I think there are millions of people who were infected with COVID-19 that were asymptomatic and never knew it. So I suppose that could have happened to me, but to the best of my knowledge, I didn't have it. But I gained about 20 pounds with that sedentary lifestyle. And let me tell you what, oh my gosh, I was miserable. Absolutely miserable. At this point, I'm on high blood pressure medication. I'm on a maximum dose of cholesterol medication. Now, because of my weight, I have obstructive sleep apnea. I quit breathing 2-3 times a minute. So I wasn't getting any rest at all, any recuperative rest whatsoever. So now then I had to do the sleep study. Then I had to go into the sleep lab. And then, of course, I was prescribed a CPAP unit. And if you have these problems, that's a miraculous machine. It really helped in a major way. But it is less than convenient, let me tell you that. Okay, so I see these health issues stacking up. And we're talking about caring for the caregiver. I am a caregiver. It's at a minimal level, but I am a caregiver. Okay. And I'm approaching a milestone birthday. I looked down one day and my left ankle was swollen. And I'm like, oh my God, what is that? What? Oh my goodness, what is that? What is that? And I kind of freaked out and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm falling apart. I'm falling apart. I'm just going to be barely limping over the line into this milestone birthday of mine. And at that point, I made the decision. I'd had enough. So I reached out to a friend of mine, and I knew he was a health coach. And I said, hey, coach, put me in. I'm done. I'm disgusted with where I am and my weight. And that has affected my physical self. That has affected my health. I feel like I'm actually dying slowly. One additional health issue on top of the next, on top of the next. And I said, I need to get my weight under control so I can start to feel better again and get my life back. And so he explained this phenomenal program that has four components. Number one, you get a health coach and all of their support and instruction and accountability and cheering you on and someone to talk to. That's huge. The next component is community. You're not alone. You're surrounded by other people who are like-minded with similar interests, and we're all moving in the same direction. That's very helpful, like a support group type of an environment, if you will. Okay, super important. Number three, education. I think this is probably the most important part of it. Education. Understanding how did I get to an all-time high of a terrible 240 pounds? And I knew the best I could do on my own, starving myself and everything else, was about 210. And that's not good enough. How do I get myself under control and realize how I got there, make some changes, and develop some new habits so that I never go there again? That educational piece will help you maintain once you reach your goal. And then number four, the fourth component, simple, structured nutrition. Folks, this program is a no-brainer, no-brainer. And I set my goal to lose 60 pounds by my birthday. That would take me down to 180 pounds. I haven't seen 180 pounds since I was in college. That's a long time ago. Let me tell you that. So I set out and I did what my coach told me. And I joined into the community and I read tons of incredible information. I got educated and I followed a no-brainer, simple, structured nutrition plan. I did not exercise, no magic voodoo pills. It was all through nutrition. And guess what? In about 3.5 months, June to July, August, about 3 months, I lost my 60 pounds, 3 months through just pure nutrition, not killing myself, running 5 miles a day, no magic weirdo pills, no voodoo, no nothing. This is as rock solid as it gets. I feel so much better. It is ridiculous. I don't fit in any of my clothes, right? I used to have to stretch my shirts out just to get them to kind of fit. My pants were tight. I was a mess. Right now, I sleep so much better. I have a high, sustained level of energy. I'm definitely going to have to go clothes shopping. Right? I'm learning about nutrition and how to make great choices so that I can maintain. I lost 60 pounds, and I feel at least 20 years younger than my age says that I am. Okay? I'm so impressed with the program. I have now become a health coach, and I'm teaching others to do what I just did, to reach their goal and to help them reclaim their health so that they can be the best version of themselves. And if you're a caregiver, this will help you become so much better of a caregiver and operate at a higher level. If you're interested in learning more about that for a free health assessment, reach out to me at 913-945-2800, and we'll talk about that. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.